The Survivor Specialists, Phil, Will, and Blake are back, and today we are conducting our Survivor 50 Fantasy Draft. So welcome to our first, like, technical preseason episode, for, I feel like, for Survivor 50. We've been doing all these top 50 drafts.
We haven't talked about 50 at all.
We did all the 50 stuff in the summer, and now it's been doing all these other random 50 things. But we haven't done anything really about the cast since it's been announced. So we're here. We are going to be doing our 50 fantasy draft. So a couple things I want to hit off the top here, just so everybody knows, this will be a game that is open to patrons. Again, Real TV Fantasy will be hosting it. It's for our top tier patrons. So if you want to play along with a chance to win a prize, patreon.com/thespecialists, and then you can get in there and you can play in this game. You can also participate in our power rankings game, which will be getting started after episode one. So for the fantasy game, you got it. No, Will, you were in the right spot. It was Phil, Will, Blake. For the fantasy game, you have to be a patron before the season starts as a top-tier patron. For the power rankings game, that happens after episode number one. Those are the only two games that we are doing this year, with the exception of a prop bet game that is now going to be weekly. We'll get into that. I'll be doing the first episode of that the week of the premiere, and so that'll be a weekly thing where we'll be covering the prop bet, so people can still play along with that. That'll be open to the entire public, and we can go from there. I'm going to say this, though, because there's jokes happening in here already with Blake being called a spoiler and all that. Here's the deal. I understand that there are now prediction markets out there. My main job is editing pages for prediction markets and betting sites. If you mention Kalshi or Polymarket or any of those things, you're getting blocked. Like, we're not doing it all season long. Like, you're just blocked. And I know people are saying in here, like, Kalshi odds, that you can say the word Kalshi. But if you start being like, well, Kalshi says this person's trading at the best, you're blocked, you're done, we're not doing it, we're not dealing with it. If it gets bad enough, I'll turn off the comments. I will turn off the live chat. Like, please don't let us get to that point, because I'm not going to sit here and say that it's all insider trading, but it probably is at this point, okay? So, like, I'm not doing anything. That's it. What are you saying, Will? You wanted to jump in.
Well, I guess inside who? I mean, I feel like, who on the, it's, I don't think it's production people. You think it's players?
Who knows? I don't know who it could be a random person who works on the show. Who's not even a production person. It could just be a person who's one random person who does something that's not even affiliated with people. Who knows? But all I'm saying is, if there's crazy high odds of somebody winning, I don't please do not post that.
I do not want to know any Kalshi info. We should honestly, like, that stuff should not be on Kalshi.
It's crazy.
It's predetermined. You shouldn't have, like, outcomes that are already known by a few people on a betting market. Like, yeah, you're just, like, asking,
does Darth Vader die at the end of the movie? It's like, we know already, bro.
Yeah. Well, we know.
Yeah. St. Clippo did hit us with the first pick. I'm taking Jenna Lewis. A massive super chat. St. Clippo has been feeling really good with us and everything. So thank
whoever
you.
Goes first has to do that because he paid for it.
And the one and only Brett, whoever keeps making the burners of Brett, Ace, Gordon, all that. Thank you all so much. Each first pick should be random. That's from him. That's another. But yeah, like, that's all I'm saying. Like, I understand. And if you're hinting, like, if it's getting to that point where it's like, oh, it's so obvious this person's going to win, and you're just being a troll, like, we don't need your comment. We can block.
It's
we can delete
really
anything.
Troll. It's they want to feel that they're correct and right. And so they'll say, oh, this person wins based on reading the edit. When they're just looking at Kalshi odds.
James Barber says Savannah was oddly favored last season. Who would have thought? All right. So now let's have some fun. We just had to get that out of the way. You got to be a little serious here, because this could be very not fun if people start doing this stuff and start really ruining the good time of everybody else. And who knows? Maybe that stuff is wrong. We don't know. It could be somebody who thinks they have information that they don't actually have. Who knows? But the one thing I do know is I'm not looking at it. I'm sure Blake has it as favorited, but I'm not looking at it. I hope Will's not looking at it. And we're going to conduct a fantasy draft and have a good time.
Yeah. No, yeah. Don't. I mean, I have the app, but I don't have it set to reality TV.
Scouts honor. No spoilers.
And with Blake's first pick, he's going to take the person he hates the most. Somehow he just got there. How are we doing the draft order? That's the most important question. There's going to be eight people taken each time.
Where's I think Rome did it for us.
You know what we should do? We should do it in order of who's won the last two times. That's me. Yeah.
So I get perfect.
St. Clippo wants to know, how much do I have to pay Blake to make Blake's picks? unfortunately, St. Cliffo, like
20 bucks.
Me and Will are taking all that money. Blake's getting nothing. So
no. Venmo me directly, Streets Cliffo.
Yeah. There it is again. Donnie Moore says, exactly, Will. Nobody trying to rain on parades. We all just having fun here. Well, I want to have fun.
Wait, is Donnie Moore a coach for the Patriots?
What'd you say?
Did you see that profile pic he has?
Oh, he's the real coach for the Patriots. Is that what you said?
I think so.
All right, I'm going to pull up the scoring before we do this, because the scoring is always important. We always like scoring because, again, if you're going to play along, here you go. So how do I show this? Anyway, I could just – what are you going to say, Will?
Yeah, no, while you're getting it up, it's kind of – there's a lot of ways to get points in this fantasy league. Yeah. You just want your players to last. Like, if you have the final six, you're going to win.
Yeah.
How do we change that? What can we do to mix that up?
Well, I always do very poorly. I would love to change the score.
All right, I know that's a little tough to see, but there it is.
I did full screen so I could look.
I'm going to zoom in.
Fire tokens are still just one.
Yeah. All right, so this is from Real TV Fantasy, who's actually probably also going to be hosting the prop bet game this year, so we'll actually be able to get weekly updates on that. Wins the game 50 points, runner up 20 points, wins individual immunity 20 points. Shot in the dark says save 15, wins team immunity, only counts if you don't sit out 15. Contesting catches food, catching multiple fish will count as one per setting. Coconuts, fruit don't count. That's 10 points. Second runner up 10 points, gets an advantage in the game 10 points. Wins a fire making competition 10 points. Wins reward only counts if you don't sit out 10 points. Chosen to go on a journey 5, plays an advantage 5, plays shot in the dark 5, participates in reward 5. Second place in team immunity if you don't sit out is 5. Finding beware advantage is 5. Contestant makes the merger tribe swap 5. Receives advantage from another player 5. Second in team reward if you don't sit out 5. Survives an episode 5. Votes correctly during tribal council. That's 5, meaning that they voted for the person who was voted out. So, you know, there's people who will throw votes, whatever, but you have to vote for the person who's voted out. Jeff asks contestant a question, a tribal or a challenge, limited to 10 per episode. That's plus 3. Gaining a fire token, which hopefully is not in the season, is 1. And then confessionals, limited to 10 per episode, is 1 per confessional. Vote casted for a contestant, minus 1. Lose fire making, minus 5. Losing your vote, minus 5. Votes incorrectly during tribal, minus 5. Contestants voted off, minus 10. Medical removal, minus 10. Last place in individual immunity, minus 10. Being bribed by Jeff to not finish competition, minus 10. Sitting out of competition, minus 10. Contestant quits
or gets
off, minus 50. This is the same scoring as last year. So if you're playing along right now, you're like, I don't know what's happening. I'm reading through this fast. You can go look at it on Real TV Fantasy, but I'm just doing it so that Will, Blake,
this is really good.
Here we go. Now we're into the good stuff.
If you hug Jeff, you get plus 6. If you compare yourself to a previous Survivor player, you get plus 5. If you say, let's go, plus 3. Big moves, that's another plus 3. If you boop, plus 3. 100%, Jeff, that gets you plus 3. In this game, Jeff, that's plus 3. Immunity idols, go, Will.
Someone uses fake immunity idol that the contestant made. That's 25 points for you. Correctly playing an idol is only 15. Okay. Finds a hidden idol is plus 10. Creates super immunity idol. So that's like the Ty and Scott thing.
Probably not going to happen. 10. We don't know what Billie Eilish and all that stuff is. So.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. What's the Billie Eilish boomerang idol at?
We don't know.
Players mini idol. If you play an idol for another contestant, that's plus 10. Helps find idol advantage, that's plus 5. Makes fake mini idol plus 5. Votes canceled out by immunity idol or shot in the dark plus 3. Incorrectly plays idol or plays for themselves when it wouldn't have mattered minus 5. Contestant plays a fake idol minus 10. Leaves game with immunity idol in pocket minus 15. So a lot of ways to get points from idols. I will say challenges seem to be a good way to get points also.
Yeah, and so look, this is a pretty good one. I know that, you know, that sounds like a lot. We're 9 minutes into the episode. Now you've heard all that. You haven't gotten the picks. You're all here for the picks. But if you're playing along, I like this. I like what Real TV Fantasy does, because it's not just simply, oh, you lasted a couple more days, or oh, you won individual immunity. Like, this is a little bit more in depth. There's a lot more going on. So I feel like that's fun. We got Hugging Jeff. We actually had that a couple times last season. So you can get points in a lot of different ways. And again, this does kind of help with people who, if you're one of our top tier patrons, most of you have been there for a long time. And most of you have been up and down, to say the least, in these fantasy games. So I trust that you're not spoiler heavy people. Or you're not trying to seek out spoilers. But this really does make it where it's tough. And that's what we're doing with the prop bet game too, as a weekly thing this season. So you can't just be like, oh, like I got an inkling or I saw in a comment or I did this. It's going to be something that's going to be episode based. And I think this one, you know, makes it so that I think last season or what Q's season was one where like Q got a lot of points on 46 and he doesn't win. And he might've gotten more points than Kenzie up until Kenzie got the 50 points to win. And he got voted out with an idol. So there's a lot of ways to get points.
I was going to say Savannah, if she hadn't won last season, I think she still would have been the number one point getter.
Yeah, probably. Cause then when technically when Rizzo played his at the end, that counted as a negative. So how do we want to pick the order?
St. Cliff.
All right, St. Cliffo. That sounds like Blake thinks he's going to get the pick first.
No,
like
let's go. Yeah, I like it. St. Cliffo. I have chat turned off because I don't want to see anything.
My chat's off too.
I think, yeah, totally, Blake. I think I did a good job of at least like getting people to take it seriously, you know? So there you go. Blake, St. Cliffo, give it to us. He says, I'm ready. All right, what's
going on? There we go. Let's do it.
We're all sitting in silence, waiting on Streets Cliffo.
In the hands of the chats.
In the hands of the chats, yeah. If you haven't listened to our coach episode about the martyr approach that we just did, the episode that just aired, Blake did realize that it's actually Street Cliffo, not St. Cliffo.
I thought it was St. Cliffo the whole time.
It is actually St. Cliffo. Blake just thought he was so funny and so clever. But St. Cliffo better hurry up and tell us what the order
how
is.
How do we know it's not Street Cliffo?
Have we confirmed it wasn't? He's like, right. No, it's Sesame Saint, bro.
Saint Cliff. There we go.
Will Phil Blake? What the hell?
Will Phil Blake. I love that. That is exactly what we wanted to see, Saint Cliff. Oh, thank you.
All right. Well, thank you. I'll take first pick. Who's on this cast? Have we talked about the cast at all? Do we know who's on the season yet? I'm just gonna go with you wanna fire up some breaking news, Phil?
You want me to? Hold on. Hang on. Where is that? Breaking news. There it is. Go ahead.
First pick in the Survivor 50 fantasy draft. I'm just going to go with my winner pick, a legend of the show.
No.
Just had their episode aired, and no! I guess you guys talked about it. I'm going with Coach. Coach can bring points to me in a variety of ways. I think he's going to play hard. I think he's going to be, you know, a great confessionalist, as he always is. In the strategy, in the advantages, in the challenges, he's not going to sit out of challenges. He can rack them up, and I think he's going to last far. He's someone that I think just doesn't have quite the same threat level as a legend of his stature should. We have a lot of new era threats. We have a lot of old school threats. We have a lot of big names. I think Coach can bid in, play a little bit under the radar. I don't know. I've been on the Coach train since before they went out to shoot the show. If Coach ends up winning and I'm said, oh, you were looking at call she odds or whatever, like I picked Coach before they went and shot the show. Okay. So I'm on Coach. I'm taking Coach 1-1.
The atomic here. I don't know what the first word
I'm not
is,
reading the chat. Should I pull up the
cast photos? It's like, guys, I don't have all the cast photos downloaded. If you don't know what these people look like and you're listening at this point, like you're going to look at us tonight. I'm sorry.
That's a shame for everybody.
You want to get it? I mean, Will, if you want to download all those photos and see what it does, my computer cut out when I tried to say Brian Heidick was a villain and wasn't vicious. And I don't know what would happen if I tried downloading all the photos right now. So yeah, Coach a good pick. If I had first pick, I would have taken Coach so you couldn't have him. Will, that is strictly why I would have taken him.
I just want my winner pick on my team.
Live by the Cliffo, die by the Cliffo, I always say.
That is what you always say. Blake, I know who your two favorites are, and I know you want them both.
Don't.
And I think I'll just give them to you, honestly, because I want to take my winner pick, too. And I think sticking with our winner picks this whole time, I'm going to go with Devins. That's who I've been stuck with the whole time. I like Devins' pregame press right now. Devins is talking about how he wants to be the fun guy. That's part of his strategy. He wants people to be looking at him as somebody that they can just have a fun time with. He wants to bounce around between alliances. I think Devins, you know, he did get voted out very early in Edge of Extinction, at least initially, but that was just because they ran out of people. That wasn't because there was actually a problem with Devins. There was just nowhere left to go, and he was on that terrible Lesu tribe. Comes back and plays a really good game. So I'm going to go with Devins here as my first pick. And this is where we're about to find out a lot about Blake.
He's going to have four or five idols probably this game.
I mean, he's okay. So Jeff said at SCAD, whatever it is, the award he got, that the Billie Eilish boomerang idol is found in episode one. And in the preview, it's Rick Devins who mentions it. Now, I don't think that that means Devins gets it because I'm sure
Jeff watched the premiere whenever it was on a fake.
I'm sure Jeff is telling them all, like, hey, there's a Billie Eilish boomerang idol, and then Devins is going to give the best confessional about that. But I just want that to be stated, that maybe I'm already starting off here with poor real TV fantasy trying to figure out what a Billie Eilish boomerang idol counts as. So we'll see.
Well, it counts as nothing because it's not in the scoring format.
True.
It counts.
All subjects to change.
I think I get it.
We didn't read it yet. There may be 26 letters on your keyboard, but I only need one of them for my first one. I'm choosing Q. He's the greatest survivor of all time after Coach, obviously. Coach was my number one character. Q's my number two character. Who cares that he's new era? It was his era. It's his game. It's his life. I'm just a person who watches on TV. I am so excited for Q to play again. I hope if Q goes first, the episode will literally be 35 Q confessionals. Let's be real. That's a solid 35 points right out of the box. I can just be at the top of the leaderboard for a couple weeks.
There's a maximum of 10 on confessionals.
Oh, yeah, crap. This whole strategy is sideways. I love Q. I don't want to mince any words when it comes to my love for Q. I don't want him to look at this and not see my undying loyalty. So there it is for everybody to see. Q is my favorite person from New Era. I am so excited to watch him play again.
Terrible first pick, but you know, we all knew you had to do it. You love Q, and I think I know who your second pick is. No,
I am going to do one for me, one for the game. I will choose Ceri for my pick two.
Okay.
Ceri is a person who I think whenever we need an old school voice, whenever we need someone who is, well, what do we think about this? Ceri is going to be a narrator for as long as she's in the show. I think she's going to be sitting out a couple times, but maybe there's some times where it's like, nope, it's time to go mano y mano, and Ceri just pushes over one of these New Era girls on the ground, like sumo style. That'd be great. I think Ceri is still one of my favorite players of all time. Why is she playing a fifth time? Nobody knows. Just kidding. She's the greatest. I don't know if she'll go all the way and get advantage getting again, but if she does, I'll be rooting for her the entire time. So Ceri is my other favorite.
Yeah. I mean, I thought for sure that you were going to go with Angelina, but based on Angelina's winner potential, I feel like you could probably get Angelina tomorrow still in this draft. So I'm not surprised here. Ceri, whoever got Ceri was going to be feeling real good about themselves there. So good pick. I still don't think she can win the game. I think she will forever be fourth, fifth, sixth place, but that's where we are. St. Clifford, Blake, I tried to help you out with the back-to-back picks and you drafted a sixth.
Still a lot of game to play, St. Clifford. Still a lot of game.
Yeah. All right. I'm up. I'm going to keep it boring for the first two rounds because it's who I want. It's what I want to have happen here. I think that they're a long shot, but if, 9-year-old Phil was going to be picking this, this would be his first pick. So this is for 9-year-old Phil. I'm going to go with Colby. Every time I hear Colby say, how many more shots am I going to get at this? And they show him like falling off of the Australia challenge that Scoopin broke the thing over his neck. I just go, man, why is Colby not on every single season? He doesn't need Jerry. He doesn't need anybody. He's Colby Donaldson. I'm so excited to watch Colby play again. If we get one episode of Colby, if we get 13 episodes of Colby, I'm thrilled that Colby is back. So Colby is I got to have him on my team because I'm going to be rooting for him so hard and I don't want him to actually end up winning the season. And then I have to watch Will or Blake sit there and be like, Phil, you were an idiot. Why didn't you just take Colby? So happy to have him on my team. And that's my Ceri pick.
Great. It's all coming together. We all have a hero in all of us.
James Barber, just copy Phil's team. He always wins. It's so funny. The 2 years ago, season 48, I actually won the entire thing against all the patrons. So if you're playing as a patron, you just get to pick your eight people. I had to do a draft against Will and Blake, and Will and Blake drafted so poorly that I still.
But we're not spoiled, Phil. That's the difference.
Will, Will, do you understand what the odds would have to be, even if I was spoiled, that I would actually draft that good of a team? I think you had five of the first six boots. Like, it was something absurd where you just, you couldn't pick out of a paper bag there, man. So anyway, yeah, just copy my team. That's good.
Damn, maybe I'd need a paper bag.
Maybe
that's why I can do it.
I mean, you got coach off the bat. I feel like you got your winner pick and the person you're going to be rooting for. So now I actually don't know where you're going to go with number two.
I'm going to play this incredibly smart. That's how I've decided to play it. We're going characters over strategists, because I think the strategists are going to become threats and they're all going to get eliminated and targeted. And there's so many just weird characters on the season. Like, they're just going to make it far because they aren't as threatening. So I'm going to go with a back-to-back pick from the same season. I'm going with Angelina and Mike White.
No!
What? How does that make you feel, Blaine?
Are you kidding me?
I don't know why you're going to vote out Mike White or Angelina. I think they're both pretty safe early, and they're not going to, you know, unless there's a really like a disaster tribe somehow. I don't know if either of them are the greatest in challenges. Maybe they're not going to get points in challenges for me, you know, and when it comes to individual immunities, but they're just two people I feel like have a very high floor of, I don't think they're going to be the first boot on their tribe, and I think they're going to make the merge. So I want both those players.
I think Angelina is so in trouble because I think you kind of forget how bad Angelina was at challenges in her season.
Mike how White, is Angelina okay. gone and not on my team?
Yeah. Angelina is so bad at challenges, and she wasn't on that Goliath tribe. And if that Goliath tribe didn't have the issue with Jeremy, she is so doomed. I mean, I wouldn't have taken Mike White this early because Mike White, just being the whole White Lotus thing, is he going to be too famous? Although I do think Mike White could easily sit at final three too, because
that's what I mean. I don't know why you get rid of him.
Yeah,
no, that's fair. I'm just like looking at everyone. You're just going to be so worried about other threats. Like, you have Aubrey on that tribe with Angelina. You have Genevieve. You have Kyle, who won the game. You have Q, who is just chaos. Rizzo, who you haven't even seen play yet. And then for Mike White, he's got Coach. Uh-oh, not Coach. Camilla with some recency biased. You got Chrissy, Charlie, known strategists and threats. I don't know why you're going to target Mike early either.
We'll have to see.
All right.
We'll have to see. I don't know. Mike White was not on my list. Hi. I would have taken Angelina to break.
I also want to root for Mike White.
See, I like Mike White because of the White Lotus and everything, but like, I don't feel like I had as much of a connection with Mike White on season 37 as I thought. I think if Mike White didn't have the White Lotus, he's probably not even remotely close to consideration for season 50, because I don't think he was that great. He was fun, but he wasn't that level.
He's a pretty fun and unique character that you don't often see. He offers something that you just don't really get from Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
You're right. I agree with you. If the White Lotus doesn't happen, he's not playing it.
Okay. So, Will, you and I back in July, we did a winner chances for all 50 players.
Stop.
You actually could, or all 24 players. You actually convinced me to put Angelina as a contender. So maybe I shouldn't be surprised by this. But then you put Mike White as a no shot.
Right. But the scoring is not solely based on who wins. I think that's why we just went through the scoring and it took us a few minutes. There's a lot of ways to get points, and you want people who are going to last. I think there are so many people in this game that could be instant vote outs, and I don't feel that Mike and Angelina are going to fall into that camp. I could be wrong. I could look at Mike and say, too much money, you're only here because White Lotus, you're bad at challenges, get them out. Like, I could see that. But you're playing 50 and you want to win. You just don't want to have a cop out easy vote like that. You're going to want to take out someone who maybe is a little bit more threatening, someone that you don't get along with, someone that you think is going to be an issue for you down the line. I don't know if that's Mike White. I don't know if you're going to look to him and be like, that's who I'm worried about. Yeah, we have like Sari and Genevieve and Kyle and D. We have like a new era winner on each of these. Like, you're not going to be worried about Mike.
All right. I am. So this is a person. Okay. I'm looking at this now, and I'm looking at the entire cast, I feel like we have taken the confessional givers. Like, we have taken the big time confessional givers. Like, you think about somebody like Aubrey, she was overshadowed big time. Ozzy was overshadowed big time, both of them in Game Changers. Like, they both got overlooked. Genevieve fell to the background early on. I could see her maybe being overshadowed a little bit. Christian's somebody who I'm considering here, but I'm actually going to go with, what have they always done on these seasons? You go James and Amanda, huge amount of screen time coming back for 16. Rupert, huge amount of screen time coming back for 8. Russell dominates the screen time in season 20. Michaela and Zeke, okay, that's like the one outlier. I am going to go with Rizzo. Because Will and I were talking about the everything you need to know about Rizzo earlier today. And when we were doing that, there was a point in that conversation where I was like, maybe we should be valuing Rizzo higher as like an actual player in this game, not necessarily as a chance to win, but as somebody who is going to be around, because Rizzo has that unknown. And a lot of people are saying, we want to get Rizzo, we want to get rid of Savannah at the beginning. They all know Savannah won. Savannah has said that she told everybody that she won. Rizzo didn't win. And once you start talking to Rizzo, are you going to be like, oh my God, this is Russell Hantz 2.0? No, there's nothing about it. So I like Rizzo's chances, and I do think that Survivor loves to keep the fan base in the know with the recent players. And so the most recent player who's coming back, who is also a really good confessional giver, even though he was dominated by Savannah in his season, is Rizzo. Like, Kyle, Camilla, Joe, they could all fall to the background if things don't go their way. I don't see Rizzo falling to the background, especially as a massive fan coming out there and saying, I'm on a tribe with Colby. Like, those things are going to be incredible. And I think he's going to get a lot of confessionals. He sucks at challenges, so I won't get many points there. But I'm going to take my chance and hope that this is a person who goes deep into the game. And Will, thank you for convincing of me of this earlier today.
Yeah, no, I think Rizzo's a good pick. I like Rizzo. I want Rizzo on the team, but I had to take, you know, I'm also probably going to lean more old school just because I want to root for the old school more.
Somebody's got to take new school or what you would call it, new era.
How many have we taken new era? Two.
Just Q.
No, I just took Rizgot. Did you miss that?
No.
It just happened. All right, Blake, how are you going to screw this one up, buddy?
So we're talking about new era, but what does new era favor? And I feel like it's some nerdy energy. What does new era favor? Some kumbaya-ish, more
the
stuff.
The Rizpod. Wow, Phil, I'm honored. That's what's there. That's what it favors.
He's wearing
Yankees, baby.
Yankees and Bengals? That's on purpose?
That looks like a Falcons, maybe?
The hell?
I hope he wears those six shades on the show.
Great shirt, Rizzo. The stuff that I'm trying to say is, I think Revenge of the Nerds could be a big thing that happens on the season. And who's the nerdiest guy? Who's the nerdiest girl? I'm going to take them both at the same time. It's Christian and Aubrey. And I think one of these people is going to get in a dominant alliance. If Q beats out Aubrey, I'll get points for that. If Aubrey beats out Q, I'll get points for that. Hedging my bets a little bit here. But I do think Christian and Aubrey are contestants. Like, Aubrey got kind of smacked last time. So maybe she has the Tony effect of, like, she's not really a threat. I saw how you can neutralize her game. You just play like this. And maybe Aubrey can sneak through a couple threat thoughts. Now she's at final 12. And why would we go for her first when Jonathan Young's right here, when Ozzy's right here? And now it's final 9 and you've been working with her. And like, okay, she's lost to Final Tribal. I can beat her at Final Tribal too. I'm a confident Survivor player on 50. And now she's in the finals or something. Christian, I think, is somebody that everyone has their eyes on. And I think there is a positive of that, of I need him on my side if I'm on a tribe with him. But I also think he's going to have a rough go at it when it's time to look at threats at a certain point, which I think out of everyone that's playing the game a second time, who could most likely get their second place again? I think it's Christian, of going home right around like 8th, because it's like, let's be honest, we can't beat this dude, and he's not going to win an immunity to save him.
But he is going to eat up so much screen time. He really is. St. Clippo says, Aubrey, big mistake. St. Cliff, I hope your credit card works. That's all I'm going to say. Like, this better not be one of those things where like you're throwing this all
out
of super chat. It's just like, just kidding. Now all of a sudden we're like negative money. I like both of those picks. I think Aubrey, we've talked about this. We talked about this over the summer where with Aubrey, she was such a threat. She was, everybody thought she should have won her first season, except for the people who are right, which is me. And then she comes out, she plays the second time and she gets really overshadowed. She's kind of a non-factor despite going far. And then her third season, she goes out really early. And the more everybody always talks about, well, Victoria took her out, whatever. And then the more you think about it, it's like, well, they were never going to get rid of Joe. They were dominating the challenges. So they could get rid of Aubrey. So who knows? But the thing with Aubrey here is because she's coming in as a loser to somebody that many people thought should have, like she should have beaten, kind of like Charlie with Kenzie, maybe you're not seeing them as much of a threat. You're saying to yourself, Coach has lost the final tribe. Chrissy has lost the final tribal. Charlie has lost the final tribal, and he lost to Kenzie. And now you look at this, and you say Aubrey lost the final tribal, and she lost to Michelle. Maybe you're thinking, I want to take Aubrey to the end because I can beat Aubrey, and she'll pull an Amanda or something like that. So, or a Russell. So I don't know. I could see Aubrey actually doing okay, but starting on a tribe with Q, one of those two is probably going out really early. So Blake has them both, and Blake has just pretty much punted one of his first four picks.
Great. Instead of being wrong twice, I can be wrong once.
Like, what do you think about Aubrey there, Will?
It feels early for Aubrey, but did I do that with you, Phil? The everything you need to know about? I mean, I know you've done all of them, but was I on that one? We talked about, you know, Aubrey's threat level at this point is pretty much zero. And so, like, she doesn't come in with this, like, big threatening status of, it's Aubrey from Korong. It's Aubrey from Game Changers and Edge of Extinction? Really? Why is she on this? What is she doing here? It's fine. I don't need to worry about Aubrey. So I think Blake's shaking his head, but I'm, like, complimenting his pick.
I'm not used to it, you know?
I think Aubrey can go very far in this game, Jeff.
Now, if Aubrey were to win, is Michelle the greatest winner of all time? And now we can put that to bed because she beat Aubrey.
Michelle still lost to Tony.
Okay, so she's the second best winner.
Yeah,
yeah. And I'm not taking the Natalie Anderson thing. She sat over there with a bunch of people who voted for her because they wanted their thing to make sense. Anyway, all right. Where do I want to go next? Will, I'm sorry, man. I'm so sorry. I'm doing this to you.
That's fine. Go ahead.
I want you to hang in there. I want you to be okay with this. I want you to get over it. I'll send you chocolates. It's Valentine's Day coming up. I'll hook you up. But I'm taking Joe. It's time.
Oh, I thought I was going to take Joe next.
No, you weren't. Were you really? Yeah. That's crazy.
I was. There was actually, and James Barber was actually on to my strategy. He said, by Will's logic, he should pick Joe next. There it is.
We talked about Joe a lot. We had him as a contender back in our podcast from July or August, whenever it was. We did it back before people played, but 99.7% chance of a good pick here, says Blake. I feel like Joe, you get a lot of points for challenges here. Joe and Jonathan become good picks in the pre-merge portion of this game because they are so good at the physical challenges that they can go very far in this season. And just, you know, you can get a lot of points just from people winning challenges. I also feel like Joe being so bad in his final tribal and that being the last thing people remember is huge for him as somebody you'd want to align with. Why wouldn't you want to play with Joe? He never backstabbed anybody. He played with his group the entire time. He was loyal to a fault and he got the final tribal and he blew it. So now you want to play with Joe. And Joe is somebody in the post-merge. Maybe he only gets like 2-3 confessionals, but he might win 4 or 5 immunity challenges. So I'm going to take Joe. And I think it's a better pick than Q and Mike and Angelina and maybe Aubrey. I'm feeling good about Joe.
I honestly think it's a good pick. No, I was going to take him next. I think, like, again, longevity, that's what gets you points in the Fantasy Survivor Draft. I speak from experience knowing how to win these drafts over and over again. You want to pick people that are going to last a long time in the game. Why are you targeting Joe early? Good for your challenges, and he's not a strategic threat. So
if Joe goes home before Final 10, I'll do this podcast shirtless that night.
What happened? Yeah, what went wrong? Oh, geez.
And that's a threat. Mm-hmm.
I think what goes wrong if Joe were to go home before Final 10 is it's an early merge at like 14 and 16, and he just has no numbers. I think that's what it comes down to.
I think he's at least making the merge. I would be very shocked of Joe not making the merge. I just don't know if there's going to be as much confessional upside with Joe. I think a lot of his story is based around Eva, and without Eva and with competing against 23 other very, you know, lively, prominent confessionalists here, is he going to be the one we want to hear from?
But I got Devins and Rizgod, so I'm feeling good about the confessional.
Yeah. No, you're already having a good... See, that would be a nice way to... We do like a category. You do it like a fantasy basketball, like 8-cat or 9-cat instead of just total points. We'll have to talk to Real TV Fantasy maybe next season. Okay. Yeah, like you need your confessional scoring, you need your challenge scoring, you need your advantage scoring, all that. All right, I was leaning Joe, and now to fill up that void, I'm going to have to take someone from his season, someone who didn't win, Camilla.
And that narrows it down.
Yeah, I was trying to, you know, really up the suspense there. Camilla, I think we'll have a bigger target than Joe, and I think that's why Joe is the better pick. But also, she won't have as much of a target as Kyle. And I think I like her starting tribe for her. I think she has a lot of people she can work with. So, like I could see her and D getting along. I could see her and Charlie getting along. I could see her and Chrissy getting along. I could see her and Coach getting along. I could see her and Mike White getting along. I could see her and Tiffany getting along. Maybe the only one I don't see her getting along with would be Jonathan. Other than that, like, I think Camilla can fit in with just about everyone on her tribe. So, also, I don't know, like, Camilla, I think during 48, like, she was the internet's favorite. Everyone loved Camilla. But, yeah, I don't know. Was she ever like, that is the person who's going to win? She was never the dominant player. Because, like, we had Blake sitting here saying 98% Joe, and the other 2% was for Kyle. It's not like Camilla even had one of those other 2% of Blake's. And, like, we would keep saying it's Kyle or Camilla, but we kept putting Kyle consistently as the more likely person, that consistently the bigger character of that season. And then Joe had the whole thing with, you know, with Eva and everything. And so he had his own kind of storyline. Kyle has winning storyline. Camilla, yes, she made it far. I think everyone likes her strategy and her gameplay. But, again, I don't know if Camilla is someone that you're looking at right away.
My biggest concern for Camilla is we never saw her lose a tribe challenge until after the swap. That's my biggest concern for her. Like, could it be that if they had lost early, would they have gotten rid of her? Is her social game good enough there, or did she need the time to get into it? That's my biggest. We never saw her lose because that green tribe was just terrible.
True. That is true. Okay. I will move on to another. I'm just going to go another kind of.
We're halfway done right now.
We are halfway done.
Is an underdog.
This might sound random because it is kind of random. Why is this person even on the season? But, like, that's going to make them not very threatening. So I'm going Tiffany.
Yeah.
Like, I think Tiffany's someone, another one where if she doesn't make the merge, I'd be very shocked. You've got just bigger fish to fry here. I feel like a broken record.
We had Tiffany as one of our three favorites to win the show back in July. I mean, it just... I think Tiffany's biggest issue is she gets to the final tribal. What's her pitch to win? She has to play an amazing game, but Wentworth almost did it, right? That's enough
fantasy points for me.
Yeah, that's true.
If she's the final three in round five value, I'm stoked with that.
Yeah, I mean, Tiffany's a good one there. Like, Tiffany was definitely going to be my next pick. The person who I'm going to go with was another person that we had as a favorite. To round out our favorites.
Who were our three favorites? Tiffany, blank, and blank.
It was.
God, probably.
Devins, Tiffany, and Emily Flippin.
Forgot she existed.
So I'm going to go with Emily here. I think that Emily is somebody you want to play with. I mean, Emily seems like she poses not really much of a threat. She's going to be louder than you. She's going to take a target. And that's perfect. I want Emily to be in my alliance. I want to go far with Emily. Emily's great with confessionals. She's going to mix it up. I think she'd mix it up with some of the old schoolers. I am all about Emily. I'm ready to watch her play. I know her story was pretty complete in her first season, but I think that Emily going pre-merge would have to be because she's on a disaster tribe, and she's already been on a disaster tribe where she should have been the first person voted out, and she made it the final seven and was the last remaining person from that tribe. So I'm pumped to get Emily here. It was going to be either Emily or Tiffany. I would have taken Tiffany first, but Will stole Tiffany and I stole Joe.
You stole Joe, so I had to do that. So
yeah, there you go.
That's a good pick. I like it. I mean, we're all kind of in the same headspace right now. Well, maybe at least maybe Phil and I don't know where Blake's head is.
Blake's just making it up as he goes.
Right here, baby. Emily flipping is very interesting. You froze when you were accusing me of cheating.
I didn't actually freeze. I stopped talking so that you would feel uncomfortable there.
Emily flipping, I think, is very interesting because it is kind of a, no matter what she does, is it going to be good enough to trust her? No matter what she does, is it going to be good enough to, like, the fan? Like, I think she's going to be in her head, but I hope for her sake, she's kind of like, wow, it's like riding a bicycle and by day, like, get a couple immunity wins to start out. And then by day, like, six, you're chilling.
I feel like Emily and Christian are going to have an alliance.
Big time. What is Emily's starting tribe? I'm scared to open it up on my
Christian, Sari, Emily, Jenna, Joe, Ozzy, Rick, Savannah.
I feel like that's a great starting tribe for Emily.
Cool. Yeah.
Everybody's a bigger threat than Emily there.
So
and
now,
if they're not a bigger threat, it's just, you know.
Yeah, she is on the old school tribe though. It's so weird how they did this, where that's the one that there's the 4-4 new era old school, and then there's the 3-5 and the 5-3. And she is on the tribe with the 5 old school and the 3 new era.
Imagine doing 12-12 and not doing 4-4-4-4-4-4. Just imagine. Just imagine.
Doesn't make any sense.
They forgot. They just forgot.
How do you forget?
That, they're not.
Is there a twist? Is there a twist at the start where it's like they come in and then it's like two people immediately flipping tribes to really show
Mr.
you that
Beast
we're
game
on your toes? Yeah, the boomerang idol is gonna boomerang you onto different tribes, and it's like Emily and actually no, it wouldn't be Emily. It would be Sari and Genevieve. Just flipped. Or no, sorry. Sari and Tiffany, or Sari and Camilla, I think. That's the new school tribe.
This is we should not have Will looking at the tribes. That's all. Yeah,
good Lord. Okay.
That would be a great Billie Eilish boomerang idol. Sure, we'll take that.
Did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you'd want. I'm talking about mood.com. They have an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you get 20% off your first order at mood.com with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. This isn't some rinky-dink discount of 5 or 10%. This is 20% off your first order. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. My favorite are the Sleepy Time Advanced Gummies. That's right, those are for sleepy time. You know when you just can't fall asleep? Take these and they'll put you right in the mood. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much everywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. So head to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code SPECIALISTS when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at mood.com.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Now imagine you get Emily on Survivor 70 when she's 20 years older. And that's Chrissy Hofbeck, baby. I'm taking Chrissy Hofbeck. Chrissy is a little bit different than Emily, but I think that's kind of what's going on of like older women. I don't know if they have the best track record in all-star seasons, but like Tina almost won that one with Blood versus Water. There's always an older woman making it to the end of, what is this stuff called? New Era, but they never really win. But maybe if I take all the older women and they finally break through, I'll win the show. So that'll be great. I've been looking forward to Chrissy playing again. We didn't know each other back then, but I was always a huge fan of her. I think most people were because they didn't want the Ben bombs to blow up their favorite show, but it did. And then he came back for Winners at War. Chrissy is, I think, a low threat. She's going to be somebody that, it was kind of weird. We all worked our ass off, but Chrissy really worked her ass off and she was more pleasurable than I thought. Those are coming. I think she's going to be like, I know I'm not getting another chance. I have to leave it all out on the field this time. I bet you we get a confessional like that from her on the first time we see her. And then if I'm sticking with my old women, it's about to get a little gross. Gross boys. Stephanie LaGrossa, come on down.
I hate that you've now done Gross Boys.
Gross Boys.
Two different podcasts.
Let's go, Gross Boys. We're doing it all season long. I think it sucks for her. Maybe not for everybody. I don't know who you would want to see go further, but she got 19th the last time she played Survivor. If we're going to talk about how Aubrey has such a low target on her, I'm sure people wouldn't even dream of voting out LaGrossa. Gross boys until like she blows something up. And I think she is going to be, she's like 40 something. So I think she's probably the one who has, I've been in yoga every single day for the rest of my life. I have murdered all these workouts. I do 5Ks. I don't know any of this about her, but I'm just assuming. I think she's still going to be as fiery and like, she's going to get in arguments, but it will be like, I know I can beat LaGrossa at the end because I've seen her final tribal. She will fall apart. Everything we said about Aubrey, I think, is also LaGrossa. I just knew I could get her a little later. I think she is due a good season if we're doing like that good season or good season, way better season, way worse season. Now it's either final tribal or bust or whatever. I don't know. I'm assuming she will get to top eight is where I'm thinking is the first time she gets a negative.
Will, are you a gross boy?
In what context?
Whatever the hell Blake is doing.
I would not say I'm a gross boy, especially I didn't get her on my fantasy team. So it's like, I think there can only be one gross boy. And Blake has the title for gross boy.
Then that is actually what Blake will be now referred to as for the rest of the year. So he is now the gross boy.
Phil, Will, and gross boy.
And gross boy. There he is. All right. Anyway, look, so watching all this preseason coverage, there is one thing that I really forgot about one of these players who played a long time ago.
Can I say something really quickly on Chrissy? Blake kind of rolled into his next pick.
Yeah, he was hiding that. I know. Go ahead.
I had a dream like months, maybe a year ago, that Chrissy was like the purple edit.
Oh, okay.
So just be careful.
If your dreams say it, it's probably true. So
I sometimes my dreams will predict the future. So just be warned that if Chrissy gets purpled, I actually didn't warn you. You already had picked her.
Yeah,
but now I'm just rubbing it in.
You did tell us this at one point, and I don't remember which podcast it was. One of the 9,000 podcasts we did, you did say that you had a dream that she.
I think it's before they went out to go film too. So it's like there's no insider training. I just had a dream that everyone forgot that Chrissy was on the show. She like made like final five, and it was like, wait, the Survivor editors forgot to show us that she was even there or something. It was like a big deal. So I don't know.
All right. Well, I'm going to go with my pick here then. Something that I forgot with one of these older school players, that is that this person does not shut up. Oh my God. Watching the pregame press, they just keep talking and they just keep talking. And I remember that now from All Stars, where it was like, oh my God, Jenna Lewis does not stop talking. I remember that from Borneo, where it was like, wow, Jenna's kind of annoying. Like, good. We need that type of energy because Kelly Wigglesworth forgot she was on a TV show. So I'm going to take Jenna. I think Jenna has the highest ceiling, lowest floor. Jenna, it all comes down to, does she fit in with the new era players? She hasn't played in 42 seasons. However, if she fits in, she is somebody who, why not play with Jenna? I don't know. I feel like she's got the storyline, but does she have the killer instinct to get to the end? Remember, she stayed with Rob and Amber the entire time, knowing that they would never take her to the final two. So I don't know if she has the killer instinct, but I'm going to take Jenna because I feel like if she goes out early, she's going to get 1,000 confessionals in that first episode. If she goes out late, she's going to get 1,000 confessionals because she just keeps talking. So I'm taking Jenna.
Well, maybe she thought it was a final three that season.
Yeah, totally. Totally. Everybody knows that All Stars was originally supposed to be a final three.
Yeah. I mean, 18 player cast after doing 16, they could have been like, oh, it's probably final three. And then Jenna's going to win. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about Jenna. I don't know.
Her preseason's kind of, been crazy.
This is the right area in the draft to get her.
Her preseason's been crazy. Like, I thought she would be older, a little bit more chilled out. I'm coming out here. I'm just so excited to be here. And instead she's like, yeah, I'm going to do this. And you're just like, oh my God, it's still Jenna. Like, it is Jenna Lewis. It really is. So good. I got her on my team. I'm ready.
Okay. All right, Mr. Phil, I am going to go with, I need some challenge beast on my team.
No,
let me get Jonathan. Why does Jonathan get voted out pre-merge? Please tell me. Someone explain to me. How does he go home pre-merge? Because I don't even think he's good at the individual challenges. The individual challenges are actually designed for like smaller body types. It's a lot of like being little like bouncy and nimble, and you have to like sit in one position. Jonathan is just all muscle. Like, if he can hold something up, great. If he needs to throw puzzle pieces and get his team across something, great. But in these little individual challenges, I don't like, did he win that many immunities? And he made it to like final five? And he didn't win.
Jonathan
lost. He won wire making challenge.
He won one immunity challenge,
and it was because he only faced Lindsay.
Right, and I'm like, keep him in,
she's trashed.
Maybe it will get, you know, this happens on Survivor. Still, it never comes up. It's like, oh, that person's really good at challenges. Let's vote them off, even though it's like, no, the challenges are not designed for this body type. Why would we vote out Jonathan? He's like no shot to win these immunities. And he's not really a strategic threat. He's not someone who's going to like flip on you or try. He's a pretty loyal guy. He's going to stick with his people. He'll be a vote. He'll be like, yeah, I'm good. Let me win some challenges. Let me hang out. I don't know why you're getting rid of Jonathan early. So I like him.
I was thinking about taking Jonathan there because I have Devins, Colby, Joe, Riz God, all these challenge beasts. So I was thinking about taking Jonathan, but I needed to go old. I'm going to be rooting for Jenna so much harder than I'm going to be rooting for Jonathan. So I'd rather just have Jenna on my team. But I get it. Your team is looking – after you went Angelina Mike at the turn on 2-3, like, I don't know. It's just you're looking like you're in trouble. So I get the Jonathan pick. You need some longevity.
Why? I have Tiffany and Camilla?
I'm just saying. You took Mike and Angelina. Somebody said it. You took a sixth-round pick in the first round. And then Jonathan, I actually feel like, is a better pick. My biggest concern with Jonathan, this is actually being serious, he really – had so few confessionals on 42. He is strictly there because he's a physical powerhouse.
Oh, right. No, I'm diversifying my portfolio. I'm already good on confessionals. I've got Angelina and Mike White and Camilla. So, yeah.
And Coach. Don't forget Coach.
Oh, well, yeah. Coach does it all, though. Coach does everything for me. He's my 1-1.
Yeah. All right. So then we are in the seventh round. We only have two rounds left. It's amazing how easy it is and quick you can do this when you know the players and you've talked about them 6 million times. So, who you taking in the seventh round, Will?
I really don't know, so I'm just going to go with Jenna because...
I have Jenna.
I meant Jenna Vive.
It's the mother quake! It's the mother tsunami coming in, bro!
I think Jenna Vive is in, like, a terrible position here. I think she has, like, no chance. I think she's going to be labeled such a big threat. But... somehow, some way, maybe wins a couple challenges. That tribe they put her on is going to be insane. Like, you do have the Angelina Q tribe up there. You do have Kyle, who should be more threatening than you. He actually won. Rizzo's the unknown. Maybe he draws some attention. Colby is a legend. Stephanie's like, that tribe is, like, very loud. And so if there's a tribe where she can maybe dodge the first bullet, and just find an alliance or hit a tribe swap. Like, look, again, I don't think this is a good pick, but I really want to root for Genevieve, and I want Genevieve on my team.
You just took – you could have gotten her probably with the last pick in the draft.
See, I didn't think I'd be able to get her.
She was last on my board.
Yeah, but what about Blake's board?
Blake, was she last on your board?
I guess we'll never know.
Can't you just answer this now? We got to know.
He doesn't have a board. What are you talking about?
He's got the LG. I wrote down two names, Q and Suri.
It's incredible. Yeah, I mean, look.
A little bit behind the scenes magic, guys.
Yeah, that is. Wow. Do we have the same sticky notes?
This is written on the back of a pass for a seventh grader, so I doubt it.
Oh. Okay, well, I mean, you can still go buy those at the store, you know. So Will just decided, like, hey, I got Genevieve, I'm leaving?
He doesn't have to make any more picks. They will be given to him, so he's done.
I got Mother Veeve.
He had to get rid of the raw man.
Yeah, that is true. I would have taken Genevieve. They're treating Genevieve more as a winner than they are the winners.
Yeah, I know. I'm rooting for her.
Okay.
And, like, who else am I going to get? I'm like, well, I'm going to get Ozzy. Like...
Hey, I'm just saying, like, if me and Blake were in a room and there were 13 people, Blake would be 13th. If we were in a room and there were 11 people or 9 people, Blake would be 9th. I don't know. I just think
what
that
there's...
I'm going to take Ozzy because I want somebody who's going to go right at the merge just like they do every single time, except for the one time that things got flipped around and it was because of the I-24. And if it wasn't for the I-24 and Yule having the super idol... Ozzy probably also goes out right around the merge there. They were even talking about getting rid of him before the mutiny happened. They were actually thinking about him as the one to go. And then you watch South Pacific and you're like, wow, he got fourth place. And then you realize that he's the second person voted out after the merge. And then the challenges at Redemption Island were just designed for him. I'm taking this because this is you're not voting out Ozzy first, second, third, fourth. Ozzy always at least makes the merge. So Ozzy makes the merge. I just got a merge player in the seventh round.
Yeah. Great.
He might not talk the entire season, but I'll take it.
He's a better pick than Genevieve, but I want to root for Genevieve.
I want to win. That's what I want.
See, I usually try that and it doesn't work out for me. So now I'm just going to say, just have fun.
So
are you having fun, Will?
There's only four people left, right?
Yeah. I mean, we're in the seventh round. These are your last two picks, Blake.
It's three winners or Charlie.
Yep.
I needed Ozzy so bad. Also, by the way, they said we're gonna call him Oscar. This is his first season playing as Oscar Lust, and I think they're doing that on
purpose. There's no way.
You can't search Ozzy Lust and porno comes up right away. So they're trying to help the kids of the new era watchers.
All right, Blake. Well, thanks for that, buddy. Will's just shaking his head. Now we have to put the E on this episode. Thanks. Gross boy.
No, it's only if it's in the first minute or whatever.
Gross boy Blake.
So if it's between Charlie or the winner, so it's a new era should have won, a new era winner, a new era winner, and a new era winner. So it's basically four new era winners are left. I'm going to go ahead. I was going to be like, I need some winners on it, but they're all winners. I'm going to take D and Savannah. Let's put D first. So Savannah's in the last round. So it seems like I had to instead of wanted to. I don't know. Maybe I should flip those. Put Savannah first and then D
for
the
late.
Same reason. D and Savannah, I think these are – D is the blueprint. I think she has a very good chance to be the last winner standing and get, like, sixth place of, yeah, I could work with D. Yes, I could work with D. Yes, I could work with D. And you're weighing this and you're weighing this.
I can work with D.
Yes, I can work with D for a little longer. Yes, I can work with D.
As a shield.
I've never seen D vote somebody out that she's been working with until the very end. So we'll just do it to her first. I think that's some sound logic. She's not going to win the final tribal council. Sure, do you want? There's no way she could win twice. I think that's going to be a layer there. I think Savannah is a little more rough because it is the unknown. And if there's not much of a smokescreen, if they say Savannah wins 49 and they tell everybody right away, and I think that's been established that is true, I think they're going to go. I don't know what she's the best at, but I can see she's 5'5". How did she win her seat? I don't want to be her next victim. Let's get her before she gets us. I do think she is probably going first or second from her tribe. So it's very sad, but I think Savannah will talk a bunch because we have the she happened last season layer. And then I think D is going to be, I'm your new era representative of I am the best new era player that's ever existed. It's between me and Kyle probably, but I think the show would put D on a pedestal above everybody else if it became who's the best new era player.
I'm glad you did that, Blake, because I want Kyle. So, Will, you're getting Charlie. I wanted Kyle. Out of all the winners, I like Kyle the most. I know that they just saw him win, but are you really scared of Kyle after watching the game that he just played? I don't think you are. Like, he played such a straightforward game. Yes, he was paired up with Camilla. Him and Camilla aren't on the same starting tribe. If Camilla goes out, Kyle's in a great spot. I think that all three of the winners are in trouble early because all three of them are winners and they're the only three winners. But I also feel like the same reason you would use D as a shield, you would use Kyle as a shield. You're not using Savannah as a shield because you don't know the deal with Savannah. You don't know why
the shield looks like. You can't hold the shield.
Yeah.
You don't know what it's made out of. You don't know what bullets it can stop.
Yeah, I agreed. So I'm going to go with Kyle. Because you just watched him win. I think he played one of the greatest subtle games you'll ever see. It was so, everything was so purposely done.
Bless you.
But at the end of the day, as a winner, I'd still take him over Charlie. Like, I know that I just talked about with Charlie and Aubrey and how, you know, Aubrey, they don't really view the person that she lost to as a great player. So maybe that helps Aubrey. Maybe that helps Charlie too. But I feel like because Charlie is so fresh in people's minds and didn't play another time, like Aubrey's played two more times, or maybe you're saying, maybe she's not as good. Charlie didn't do that. So I think Charlie becomes threatening. And with how many people from season 46 are on this season, I know there's a lot from 48 too, but with how many people from 46 are on this season, I don't know. I could see 46 kind of going the Amazon route where it's a fun season, chaos, all this great stuff. the players who come back, you're excited to watch some of them play, and ultimately they just fizzle out early. So I'm going to take Kyle with my last pick and give you Charlie Will.
I'm stoked that I don't have one of the winners on my team. I'm especially as like, I get why Charlie could be threatening, but at least there's a little bit of a delay. Like, we got to see 47 and 48 in its entirety before going out for 50. So like, we've seen Genevieve, who, look, is already on my team, so I don't know why I'm arguing against myself here, but like, Genevieve's a bigger threat. I do think Kyle's going to be a bigger threat. And then I think the unknowns of Savannah and Rizzo is still going to be quite threatening. And Charlie, I don't know, his game was like, he made kind of like one move at the end against Maria, and then like Maria kind of ended up being this like villainous figure and bitter juror. And like, I don't know, like when you look back on 46, I think a lot of people are like, oh, Charlie got screwed, but not in the way where it's like, wow, he played the most cutthroat, strategic, awesome game. It was more like, wow, Maria did him dirty. Not that he did so much incredible survivor gameplay to get the win. And I think Kenzie was pretty well liked too, enough there, you know, Kenzie has massive support and fans in her own right. So like, I don't know if it's like Charlie is this huge target that he should be the last pick in the survivor fantasy draft for season 50. I do think
Genevieve should have been, but you took her in seventh round instead of letting her be last.
Well, I still think Charlie isn't as threatening as D, Savannah, or Kyle. I really don't. So I'm glad to get Charlie with my final pick.
I had Charlie above Savannah. I did have Savannah. I had Savannah and Genevieve as my bottom two. And then I had Charlie as third, and I actually had Kyle as fourth. So I would have taken D over Kyle. So Kyle and Charlie were back to back, but I do think Savannah's pick is crazy. No matter how much you love Savannah, I think it's a crazy pick, gross boy.
Let me make sure Charlie doesn't like me moving forward. Because if I'm looking,
you already made Ozzy hate us.
If I'm looking at this cast, Charlie, you had a great season. I probably would vote for you over Kinsey to win. If I'm looking at the 23, Jesus Christ, other people on the beach with me, and Charlie's there, there's Coach that I'm like, oh, I'm gonna ask him about this. Sari, I'm gonna be like, so your family, like, they've been doing this whole time. Colby, I'm gonna be, oh, that's so cool. There's new era D, like, you're gonna burn someone like you burned Austin. Whenever it comes to get to know Charlie, when it comes to align with Charlie, when it comes to spend the boring 24 hours a day with Charlie, I think that's a factor that's gonna sink him, because it's like, we're talking about Taylor Swift again.
Everybody loves Charlie.
No, I think Charlie's like, social game was Charlie, like, Charlie's Angels was like his alliance, and then he was also in with both Ben and Tim. Like, he had his one-on-one alliance with every single person on his tribe.
This, don't think Charlie fits in with this cast at all. Too many real salt.
But what you're saying is that he's essentially, Blake, you're complaining that he's not an over-the-top loudmouth. He was the number one confessional giver on his season. He was aligned with everybody.
That's why I'm saying he's going to hate me, not the podcast.
I think it's a terrible read. I just think it's a bad read. If Charlie goes, I don't think your read is correct. I don't think it's because they're falling asleep. They only have to be out there for 26 days.
They're going
to
vote him out at 21 because he's such a threat, and a move had to be made at final 21.
Maybe he just doesn't fit in. I don't think your read of like, he's boring, I can't be around him, I don't think that's.
Whoa, I never said that.
That's it. What was his point?
I think that he's not going to fit in, and that he won't be able to have a conversation at the beach, and then he can only talk about Taylor Swift.
I mean, you're excited to talk to a lot of other people more than you're like, let me, I only have an hour to talk to people.
There's eight people out there. It's not like we're not even doing like 10 person trial. Like, you're still pretty small.
I only have an hour to talk to everybody before tribal starts. Who is going to start with Charlie?
So you'd rather talk to Jonathan Young than Charlie.
Bro, he's not going anywhere. His vote matters. We need him for the next 2 weeks. I'm not voting Jonathan out.
God, they put Coach and Mike White on the same season. That's insane.
Coach and who on the same season?
On the same tribe. Coach and Mike White. That's just so crazy to me.
I feel like I took that whole tribe, it sounds like, now that I'm thinking about it. I have... Oh, wait, where is that tribe? Yeah, I have Tiffany, Mike, Camilla, Jonathan, Coach, Charlie. I have all but two people from that tribe. But hey, that's
you better hope that tribe is very good.
I mean, they got Jonathan.
And you got, do you even have somebody from every tribe?
No, you have two purple girls that are going to be toast, and then everybody on blue.
You didn't take anybody from the Sela tribe?
No, that tribe is going to tribal council, dude.
Sela later.
Yeah.
That's crazy that there's a 24 person cast, 8 people on each tribe. You got 8 picks and didn't take a single person from a tribe.
Well, I only got 7 picks, for being real.
That is true. But you, Kyle, would that have been?
Kyle's not on orange.
D's not on orange. Savannah is. You would have had to get Savannah, which probably should have been the last pick, but Blake blew that. So,
yeah.
The Blake dancing is getting weird. Okay. We are.
He's just a gross boy at this point.
He's just a gross boy. Oh my God. I can't wait. We got to make t-shirts of gross boys and then just send one to Stephanie LaGrossa, like unsolicited. Like, here you go. Here's a gross boy t-shirt. Anyway.
Okay, let St. Cliffo pick his number one favorite pick since he gave us all the money, and we can encourage chats to do this from now on.
All right. So let us know in the comments who you think had the best team. Tomorrow night, we're doing top 50 hot takes, 50 hot takes draft. Will, Bill, Gross Boy, John, and Tegwith. I can't tell if Will's frozen. That was scary. So Tegwith will be the, what?
If you're change one, freezes,
by the
if,
way,
if you change one letter, it's top 50 hot cakes and blueberry. I'm taking you number one, baby.
Yeah. All right. So we're doing hot takes tomorrow. And then we will also do, after we do hot takes, we will be doing the Slay Everyone, Trust No One recap. If you haven't checked out our recap of the first two episodes, we did Martyr Approach. And if it looks like a rat, give it cheese. Or if it smells like a rat, give it cheese, whatever. We did both of those two episodes. We'll be doing those the entire time. Will just typed in Will for sure. Like, yeah, Will. Nobody, no, totally they thought Gross Boy texted that in. So we'll be doing
love.
Those.
Two, we got some love coming in.
Those two episodes. And then we'll have Traders on Thursday. After Traders, we'll also be doing the South Pacific finale. And then on Friday, seasons 31 through 40 of Celebrating Survivor. And guess what? Then we do, what's episodes after that? The Survivor Devil? Are we all the way up to that for season 35? I don't know. Wow, Def Not Phil. That was me who typed that one in. St. Clippo says, Phil won. Jenna's the best pick. Blake has the best dance tonight, though.
It's going to be gross this season on Survivor 50. Things are going to get gross.
Dude, like, just so disturbing. On so
what is going levels. On?
I don't know. And then, man, yeah, so that's what we have going on the rest of the week. If you are still friends with us, thank you. Like this video, subscribe to the channel. If you want to play along with the fantasy game, patreon.com/specialist, top tier patrons, get to play. I will send out the link for the fantasy link to the top tier patrons the week of the premiere. So don't be looking for it yet. I'll put it in. You can pick whatever 8 players you want. And that's it. That's what we got. So thank you all so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Go check out some of our other stuff, and we'll see you tomorrow.
See ya.